Hi, Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has ridden his last 7 moles, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulls down.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Meek and Ace. Let's buck.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. Wow. You talk about behind the eight ball. Y'all, I am running behind, but that's all right because I'm going to get my behind in gear and we're going to get things rolling. We are a week away. A week from today, we are taking off and heading towards Oklahoma. Now, to give you guys an update on how things are planning to go right now, we're going to be taking off early morning, Tuesday morning, probably around 6 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be heading out to Louisiana. We're going to stop off and see some of our friends out that way. We're going to stay out there for the night. So we'll be on air most of the day. I will tell you that we will be pulling over. We're going to go find us a place to stop off and grab a bite to eat for lunch as we broadcast our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on Tuesday. And then we're going to get back at it. We're going to hit the road again and take off and, finish the trip. So we'll be there Tuesday afternoon in Louisiana, Tuesday evening. And then we're going to cut off air for a little bit, hang out, catch some shut-eye, get up early Wednesday morning, and continue on our trip to Oklahoma. Wednesday morning, we'll be back at it, same time. It'll be on the Live Event Center. You can find it there. But you'll be able to tune in, chat with us as we hit the road. We're going to take off and go to Shreveport, Louisiana, stop off there for lunch. Going to meet up with Jaylay, hopefully, and then we're going to finish out our trip. Should be in Oklahoma by Wednesday evening. Once we get down there to Oklahoma, we're going to start getting geared up for our broadcast. Now, we're going to be in Miami, Oklahoma on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday, we should bring you it's going to be the Slack performance of the G-Money Rodeo out there. And we will have it online and ready to go. Looks like we got some of our fans that are having some issues getting online, but that's all right. We got them on the phone lines right now. Miss Shannon Taylor and, of course, Miss Donna Davis are joining us. So, it looks like we're having our issues once again. I'm not quite sure what the problem is there, but Miss Gabby has got the worst luck with the audio here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, which, like I said, hopefully during the summer, we're going to get some of these things worked out. We should be ready to rock and roll, and, we're going to have better equipment running everything. We've got some coming in, still here. We're just getting it in the works and things like that. So y'all hang tight. It's going to be a good deal. I think you guys are going to like our video broadcast that we're going to be bringing to you as well. I'm just checking up on some of our things we have going on right here, trying to get some things together for these broadcasts, and, hopefully things will go real well and we can make some things happen. However, it looks like we're getting our Making Eight Maniacs here on board with us. Got up this morning and saw some of the things on Twitter and was really liking what I saw. Went over and was able to catch up on the final word with Ty Murray, talking about this week's last cowboy standing, the first ever. Fantastic. I'm telling you, I'm still pumped about it. And I think just like Keith Ryan Cartwright and Ty Murray said, it's going to be something that the fans are going to be talking about for a long time. Now, I went down and read some of the comments and things like that there on PBRnow.com, and I got to tell you, I think fans are more geared towards this than they are the Iron Cowboy. Don't get me wrong. Iron Cowboy is kind of a standalone type event, but I think that this format really tops that. And I think that over time, just my opinion, but I think we're going to see the Iron Cowboy go away, and I think we're going to see more of this Last Cowboy Standing. It really is. I just like the way this format is set. I think that, like Ty said in the his interview with Keith Ryan Cartwright yesterday, you know, I really think that, you know, this is a great format for the bull riders. You know, it kind of reminds them what bull riding is all about. And I, for one, was just excited about it. I'm not quite sure. It looks like I said, we're still having some technical issues getting Miss Gabby over here this morning. But hopefully things will work out and we'll get her here for the show. I know that Miss Shannon said she was having some issues as well. But we're glad that you guys are here. If nothing else, at least tuned in on the phone lines and able to sit back with us. We are checking our Twitter so you guys can post up some comments and questions and things like that right there. I think a lot of people did. And, you know, while we're here, Miss Barbara is actually back here with us today and glad that she's able to tune in. She posted a great comment here in the chat room that, you know, she does like Last Cowboy Standing better than Iron Cowboy. And I think majority of fans do like that, you know. You know, this is more than just, you know, beating the guy in your bracket. It's more along the lines of, you know, making that 8-second whistle. And that's what bull riding is all about. And, you know, that's why I said I, for one, just really, really like it. I think it brings us back to what bull riding should be. And, you know, I, for one, am willing to pay that $30. I think it was well worth it to have it uninterrupted, commercial-free, you know. I would do it again. You can't do too many of them in a year, but I do think that by posting that out once a year and doing that in that type of format was something that we should be able to see time and time again. I would certainly want to pay for it once a year, you know. I don't know. You know, you see who really steps up, and it gives you some great insight on how the rest of the season's going to go. I like it there in the mid-season, just before the break, you know. Gives these guys an opportunity to really get focused and kind of brings them back to what the finals are going to be like, you know. You know, the finals are going to be real, real tough, and you're going to have to ride every bull to make a statement out there. And, you know, although it's branched out over 4 days, I think what we saw in this one-day performance really kind of lets on. And you know what? I'd be willing to bet you that I think that Luke Snyder, Sean Willingham are both going to do very well back in Vegas this year, and possibly Pistol and Aaron Roy. You know, I think those are four guys that we're going to see really step out because they were in that third round, you know, and they were looking to make some things happen. And all of them really tried their guts out. I mean, all of the top 40 riders. It was just so impressive to watch. Looks like we got some of our Ohio Buckeye fans here sitting here with us, and glad to have you guys on board as well. I got to tell you though, we're looking forward to being out there in Oklahoma, Texas. We're going to be hitting out, you know, west where the cowboy roots are. And we're going to be hitting up rodeos everywhere. Now, I did get offered yesterday as well, kind of an invite, but not really. You know, we're going to look into it and see what happens. But Springfield, Missouri, PBR event in August, we may be there. We're going to try anyways. If things go well and if we get settled down and are able to hang our hats out there in Oklahoma, well, it's only about a 4.5, 5-hour drive. So I think we're going to make that trip. I think it'll be worth it. So you guys can look, if you guys have it on your calendar to plan to be in Springfield, Missouri, for that PBR event, you guys can look to see if Macon 8 is going to be out there, and hopefully we will. We'll do some meetups. We'll hang out. Maybe we'll all bunk in and split, you know, get the host hotel, go hang out with the bull riders after the deal. Should be a lot of fun. So just something for you get to throw at you guys out there. Tampa was great. I'm excited about it. I think we're going to go and try to get some fans, and we're going to go out there and hang out in Springfield just like we did here in Tampa. We're going to go have some fun. So anyhow, just something to throw at you guys. You know, we talked about it a lot yesterday about being at the PBR World Finals in Vegas, and we're going to certainly work to make that happen. One way or another, I really believe that we're going to be there, and if we can get you guys there as well to hang out with us, I think we're going to have a great time. But just one more event there, Springfield, Missouri. You might want to put it on your calendar there. I know it's in August, so if you guys are around and close enough to that area, love to meet up with you. We'll have a good time, there's no doubt. I'm going to check that date for you anyways. But, yeah, so going back down to it, talking a little bull riding, talking a little rodeo, you know, I know that Corpus Christi is having a PRCA event, and I know some of the Cooper boys were down there as well as Shane Hansey. Not quite sure how they did, but hopefully they did real well, and we look forward to seeing them again. Actually, I'm looking at that Springfield, Missouri event. It's not till September 16th through the 18th. It's going to be a three-day event. Talked about a lot of fun. Hey, those two-day events are great, but those three-day events, even better. I'd love to see some of you Making Aid Maniacs down there joining us. Let's go have some fun. I like it. I like the idea. Anyhow, let's see what else we got going on. I'm just looking at the calendar down here to try to see what where some of these events are and what we can do and where we can be. Wow, you know, I'm looking at Springfield, Missouri. The following week, they're going to be in Wichita, Kansas, too. Man, they're going to be right around there in that central U.S. We could really have a lot of fun with that one. We may make that one, too. Who knows? We'll just have to see how it goes. So, looks like Miss Denise says that she banned herself from Springfield, Missouri. I'm not even sure we could even put that story on air here. Yeah, Alicia was actually there. I know that we had Miss Shannon Taylor there as well, but I know that Alicia was also there at the last Cowboy Standing, and glad that she had herself a great time. Hopefully we'll like I said, we're all looking to be there for the finals, and if you guys are going to be out there as well, we're gonna hang out, we're gonna make it a whole group thing, you know, and we're gonna have transportation out there, we're gonna carpool, we'll split it up, you know, and get rides down the arena, we'll do whatever it takes, you know, we'll help you guys out, even if somebody needs to bunk in, like I said, myself, Mrs. Macon, hey, that door's always open. We had bull riders bunked in with us last year, and you know, it's just the way it goes. It's a rodeo family, and that's what we're here to do. You know, we're here to have some fun with our rodeo family. So, sounds like she just flew back this morning. So, wow, that's a busy week. We know Miss Shannon Taylor got back in early yesterday morning, and she's still been trying to catch up. So, anyways, getting down to it, you know, we're here to take questions, comments, talk a little bull ride, talk a little rodeo with you. No PBR this weekend. They're taking the week off, holiday weekend. Everybody's going to be hanging out for Easter. You know, and I got some big news. Tomorrow is a pretty big day. Not sure if you guys are aware of it, but tomorrow is Adriana Marias' birthday. So hopefully you guys get out there and wish him a happy birthday. You know, it's going to be a busy week, and, you know, we're gearing up, getting ready to, you know, we're getting ready to head west, and I can't wait. I think that there's a lot of opportunities out there for Making Eight, a lot of opportunities for you Making Eight Maniacs to be able to tune in, check out our video broadcasts. We're going to be bringing them to you, hopefully on a weekly basis. Maybe we'll get some weekday rodeo events that we can broadcast. I know that we're going to try to make it down to Ada, Oklahoma. They've got a weekly Monday night bull ride that goes on down there. I think we might get in and do a little broadcasting there. You know, we're just going to get out and have a good time. And we're going to hopefully be able to pick up some sponsors out that way to keep carrying us through. And, yeah, we're going to have some fun. You know, we want to get you Making Eight Maniacs on board, checking out what's going on. Obviously, we got Brendan Clark's show. I cannot wait for his show tonight to see how things go with or what his reaction is going to be about his good buddy, Luke Snyder winning the last Cowboy Standing. I know it's going to be a really great show, and I cannot wait for it. hopefully, maybe he'll even get Luke on board with him. We've been trying like heck, and I think we're just running into a brick wall. I know Luke's been real busy here lately, but hopefully we can, wrestle him down there a little bit. Thank you, Ms. Shannon Taylor, for throwing that out there on Twitter. If I could delete that comment, I would. I think that that's more like swearing. That's just not right at all to be posting those things out there. Thank you, Ms. Barb, for posting that out there as well. Man, you just can't run away from it. Actually, I did stop having birthdays, because I'm not getting any older. I can't. I can't afford to. There's still too much bull riding going on, you know? I can't get up there in any more years. Ms. Christie, that's a great comment there here in our chat room asking about when the next cut is and who's in jeopardy. I know that the next cut is rounding out here relatively soon. Now, we've had a lot of injuries. We've had a lot of things like that, but I believe it's going to be like the first week in May is when the cuts are going to happen. And I think it's going into right before the break. Maybe they'll do it at the end of the month, for the break. I don't know. I haven't heard anything concrete yet as when those cuts are, but I will tell you that, it's going to be interesting to see who falls off. Obviously, with Luke Snyder's payout, that moved him right back up there into the top, and I think we're going to end up seeing him throughout the remainder of the year. I think he set himself a precedent there, and we're going to have an opportunity to see him week in and week out. But, there's a lot of guys that may be in jeopardy, and I'm going to tell you one of them as our fan favorite, Cord McCoy. Cord's been down there at the bottom of the list, and I'm not sure how long he's going to have before that cut is made. Now there's injury exemptions, there's things like that may be able to get some of these guys in. And will we see Brendan Clark back? I certainly hope so. I know that he is really missed up there on the Built Four Tough Series. So, it looks like Ms. Barb is throwing the link out there for the Touring Pro Division schedule. And, you guys may want to go check those out as more events are being added to it. We'll have to take a look at it ourselves. I think that would, and that's where we're going to see a lot of these guys really trying to fight to make it back up there. I see that we're already getting comments in regards to that. I woke up on Facebook this morning and actually was getting some birthday wishes, and I do appreciate it. It is kind of nice, but, you guys are reminding me that I'm turning a day older tomorrow. And that just ain't right. At least wait till the actual day now. But, we're getting some early birthday wishes out there. And like I said, do appreciate them. But, hey, let's hold off till tomorrow, please. I don't want to feel any older than I already am. It's going to be bad enough getting through tomorrow all day long. I got my kids that have early day from school, so they'll be coming home early. And they're like, oh, yeah, Dad, we're going to hang out with you all day long. And, so I'm going to be reminded of how old I really am all day tomorrow. And you guys keep refreshing my memory here today. Kat, I'm actually seeing that. Mohegan Sun, I don't think, was on the list at the beginning of the season. I haven't seen anything about it. It's interesting there. Going to be a good second half of the season. And if you guys are playing the fantasy points, you guys need to get over and join the Making It Maniac group page as we are going to be giving away a Maniac belt buckle at the end of the season to our winner of the second half of the season. So, sounds like Ms. Christie has got a daughter that has a birthday tomorrow too. Well, you know what? It's her special day. And, tomorrow we're going to have a birthday song that we'll throw out there for all of the birthday folks that have the best birthday of the year in being April 20th. You just can't ask for a better birthday than that. We'll throw one out there. I actually didn't realize until yesterday that it was Adriana Marias' birthday. So we share something in common there. I can't even say I share something in common with him because that guy's won more championships. And he's way better of a bull rider than I ever was. However, we both share that common interest, and you got to like it. I was kind of surprised to see that Adriana didn't have a birthday tomorrow. So, but I, you know what? I don't feel so old because I kind of looked at it, realized that he turned 41, and I'm like, wow. So I still got a few good years left. I think it was 41. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 41. Anyhow, yeah, I was pretty impressed. I was pretty surprised anyways. Trying to get some things lined up for our shows here this week. We do have some guys that are planning on calling in. I'm not sure we're going to get a hold of them. It is only Tuesday. However, you know, I mean, we don't want to let too much time go by. So, yeah, we're hoping that we can get some good guests on our shows this week as we gear up and get ready to head out west. And hopefully you guys are getting excited and getting ready to get back out there and hang out with us. Watch our Making 8 TV broadcast. Being able to sit back and chat with us, we're going to have a good time. Looks like Ms. Donna Davis is here in the chat room. I'm glad that she's able to join us as well. I see that the group page is actually set up, Barb. The Rodeo Crowd's group page is actually set up on Making 8 fan page. It's right there. So you don't have to go anywhere to find it. You'll be able to log in right there on the Making 8 Maniac group, fan page as well. So, yeah, Rodeo Crowd, Making 8 Maniac group page, they're both one and the same. So you guys will be able to see them right there. Hopefully we'll get that hopefully we'll get you guys fired up. Now, I did go over and check yesterday. We only need about, 10 or 11 more item sales before the end of the month. Now, we're already coming up on the 20th. Today's the 19th. We're rounding out towards the end of the month now. We're on that downhill slide. If you guys want that picture that you guys have been talking about, we need to get some more item sales there in the Making 8 store page. That is going to be my mission today, is to sit back. I did have to take the kids swimming yesterday. So, hoping to have everything together before we head out there next week. I know I got a busy week here, try to get some things lined up. Saturday, obviously, we're going to be able to sit back and enjoy time with the family. I might look for you guys to help support me, though, because I do have in-laws coming in town. I've got my sister-in-law bringing her kids. It's going to be an interesting week. We're going to have a house full come Friday. We're going to be able to sit back and hang out with you on Saturday. I don't think we're going to do a Back on the Ranch show on Easter Sunday. So just so you guys know, I just don't think, I think that it's time to spend time with your regular family. We're not going to have any bull riding really to talk about this weekend. So, hopefully we'll, we'll take the whole weekend off. I think Saturday and Sunday we'll spend time with the family because come Monday, we're going to be living on the edge. We're going to be wired up, trying to get things together as we get ready to take off and head to Oklahoma. No rest for the weary, I reckon. It's time to get down to it. We've been sitting back here long enough. It's time to go to work. And that was one thing that Mrs. Makinade and I had talked about. She said, wow, it's going to fly by with the amount of work that we're going to have to do. Looks like Sandy at 2G Bucking Bulls has joined us here today. Glad to have it. We got a whole house full, and I'm glad to see you guys a part of it here this afternoon. Wish we had some good guests lined up to join us today. Unfortunately, we just can't get a hold of them here this morning. But it is what it is. We'll get through it. Like I said, looking to take your questions and comments if you guys want to jump on here with us. We'll definitely figure something out. Now, if you guys were able to see the Excalibur post there this morning on Twitter, that they really do take a shining to you guys. And I can tell you that that's where we're going to be come the PBR finals. So you guys just hang on to that. Maybe something that you guys want to try to look into. I know that some of our fans were looking into it yesterday. We'd love to have you guys all staying at the Excalibur here next year during the PBR finals. Wow. I mean, you can't say enough about it, really. It was really exciting that they really took care of us as well as they have for the last 2 years. So we're definitely going to go back. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We love the Excalibur, and we're going to get out there and go hang out with them for the PBR finals. Hopefully you will, too. So with that being said, we got about 35 minutes left in our show. We got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on here, let's take your questions, your comments, and we'll sit back, talk some bull riding and rodeo with you. While we're doing that, we got our man of the hour, Mr. Cowboy Logic himself, Cody Burles. And Cody, how are you?
Soaked and wet.
Soaked and wet, huh?
Yes,
dude, didn't somebody tell you that you could get an umbrella?
I don't believe in those.
Oh, tinfoil, I hear you. Well, then I guess if you don't believe in them, then you ain't smart enough to stay dry, are you?
Well, heck, that's what my hat's for.
Oh, okay. Yes, you got a hat. It's all good.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, I got to make this quick here, man. I need to get back to work. Defeat is not the worst of failures. Not to have tried is the true failure.
Very true. Very true. Great Cowboy Logic here for the day, Cody. Appreciate you jumping on board here with us, man. And don't work too hard. Stay dry.
Oh, yeah. We'll do.
Keep your hat on, brother. We'll holler at you later, amigo.
We'll see you. Oh, hey, yeah. Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, did I just cut Cody Burleson off when he was trying to wish me a happy birthday? You know what? The funny thing about that is today's not my birthday. So, Cody, you jumped in there a day early, man. You got to try to call back tomorrow. Sorry about that, brother. Didn't mean to cut you off, really. I'd already hit the button, and, of course, you know how the computers are. So, anyways, but, yes, thank you guys for posting that out there, Miss Barbara, as well as Miss Shannon posting out there on Twitter in regards to Excalibur. I really believe that we're gonna be back out there, and if you guys want to be there, hey, let's all get, you know, we'll see if we can get together and make it a group area where they can all put us together. We can go out there and hang out and have a good time through the entire PBR World Finals. Let's have some fun with that. I think that would be really cool. Yes, I know. I'm getting reminded constantly here about this birthday thing, but yeah, wow. You know what? We have not taken our first break here, guys, and since you know, you guys are getting out here and giving me a hard time, see if I can find an appropriate song. Trying to scroll my list here. Yeah, thank you very much for that, Miss Donna. I certainly appreciate it. You know, it's bad enough that I've actually got to deal with the official day tomorrow, but you guys keep reminding me about it today. So guess what? I'm going to give y'all what y'all want. We're going to talk about this. Hold on. There it is. I got it. All right, guys. Well, since you guys want to remind me about how my birthday is, this is my birthday song. So when you guys are out there, and you'll hear it again tomorrow, because that is my official birthday. So today, we're going to throw it at you a day early, since you guys are throwing it back at me a day early. So here's my happy birthday song for me.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and tonight begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mothers, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms, clear mountain morning,
little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take it.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. So, obviously, like I said, today, not my birthday, but that's all right. Since you guys are reminding me of it and what is tomorrow, then, you know, hey, I'll throw that birthday song out there for you. You guys will hear it again, I can promise you. I'm ready to stay in bed, but, yeah, that is my birthday song. And then, of course, you know, got to throw out there, little mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. We're getting ready to head out there to Oklahoma, so it's kind of cool. It's funny. I was sitting there listening to the words, and, you know, I said, well, shoot, you know, that's kind of me. You know, we'll be alone, even with somebody they love, you know, and, of course, Mrs. Makin 8 is out there. You know, she'll be back here holding down the home front while we're out there hitting the rodeo. So, anyhow, oh, it looks like Miss Denise said that she may have had a change of heart and might just be out there in Springfield, Missouri. Well, that would be great. We'll have a big old meetup right out there, and we'll hang out with you, more of you Makin 8 Maniacs. Had such a good time, you know, with the maniacs that we did down here, meeting up with Wealthy 66, meeting up with Jay Lay, Leah, you know, right here in Florida. You know, we've just had a fantastic time with it. Look forward to getting out there and meeting many more of you guys. And I'll tell you what, Miss Sandy and Miss Donna better hold on to their hats, because we're going to be close to their neck of the woods, so we're going to have to swing on by there, stop off, and we'll get some video footage. We'll do some broadcasting from their places, and who knows? Like I said, I'm looking forward to getting out there to the 2G Ranch and hanging out there. I will have my bull riding gear with me. You never know. Maybe we'll go get on something out there. It may or may not happen. We'll just have to wait and see. You guys will have to hang tight. Maybe we'll get me and Rodney both out there to spur some down. Wow, how much fun would that be? Can't wait to get out there and hang out with more of the maniacs, though. Hopefully things will work out well. And who knows, maybe we get down there and jump in a flight simulator, too, there with Ms. Donna for a day. Speaking of which, looks like we got some callers on the line. Ms. 513, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Oh, hey there, Scott.
Well, hello there, Miss Shannon.
Hey, I just had to call and buzz in real quick and, you know, let the girls beware that even the cowboys are lurking on Twitter, because I am just laughing and so embarrassed that Shane tweeted me back this morning that he was reading my tweets at the airport.
I know, right?
I didn't even think anything about it, and I went back and looked, and he does follow me on Twitter, and I went, oh, crap. Because I was actually making fun of him and everything else.
That is,
you know,
a
not
great
that I was
story.
Creepy stalking. You know, I was making fun of him with him pulling out just literally a wad of receipts. They were all bunched up like he just crammed them in his jeans pocket, one after the other, and handed them to Jesse for her to sort out the receipts for the weekend. And, you know, there were several receipts from In-N-Out Burger, which we know the guys love. And
oh,
he kept going,
yeah.
There's like three orders of fries on here. Who ate all these? and
That's
now
awesome.
I know he was reading my tweets, and
that,
I didn't even
is,
know about it then.
Yeah,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Awesome. Yeah, and we obviously in the comment or in the chat room here, we've got the big word busted. You definitely got busted.
Oh, yes, I did, and I'd even sent Kat a message. Because I had my husband wearing the Les Buck T-shirt all day Sunday, and I said, you know, if it wouldn't embarrass my hubby and Shane too bad, I'd go over and have Shane autograph the shirt. But, you know, having Shane autograph the shirt on my husband's chest would have been kind of awkward.
It would have been
and
funny,
apparently
though.
Shane read that, too.
You know what, though? You're actually, you know, we're going to have to get your autograph seeing you on TV like we did this past week.
Oh, I've been on TV several times, but the first time I've been on pay-per-view.
That's right.
At least
that
I'll
right.
admit to.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. You know what? We're going to leave that one alone, Miss Shannon. But, yes, that was great. I got up this morning, and I saw that comment there. And then you're trying to defend yourself, saying, I'm not really a stalker, but it really looked bad on your part.
Well, it literally, he was sitting like 3 feet away from me, and I didn't, you know, we sat down because there were, you know, how few seats there are available. We sat down, and we were sitting there, and I looked, glanced to my right, and I saw cowboy hat. And I went, oh, who is it? And I'm looking, and there's the pole and a garbage can, and you can see just a slim little view, maybe only a foot wide, and I see his helmet sitting on the ground, and I see it says Proctor. I went, oh, my gosh, that's Shane. So here I am with my cell phone discreetly trying to take a picture and post it.
That is funny.
And Jesse wasn't there at the moment. All her stuff was sitting there, but she wasn't there. So, you know, I post that out there, and little did I know, because he was writing stuff down and reading magazines, and I didn't even see his cell phone handy, and I'll be damned, he was reading the tweets.
Uh-huh. That's great. Well, you know, I got to ask you, why didn't you go over and talk to him?
Oh, I did go over and talk to him, and he autographed my day sheet for me, and
okay.
And he said, so did you have a good time? I said, yeah, we had the VIP tour and stuff. I said, so, you know, we were up above the chutes. I was hollering for you and everything. And he said, yeah, he said, it's actually kind of cool that, you know, people are up above the chutes, you know, the fans and stuff, and, you know, not just sponsors who are up there because somebody put them up there for a freebie, but people who paid that they want to be up there.
Right.
And, yeah, I said, yeah, we were up there hollering. You know, I said, me and a few of the others from Twitter and stuff. And you know, I didn't want to bug him. You know, he was kind of where he was sitting at, he was kind of like hiding, and I'm like, okay, he just kind of wants to be left alone, but I couldn't pass up the opportunity to get him to autograph my day sheet.
We actually had him autograph our day sheets as well there in Tampa, and we sent those out to Miss Emily, who won our little contest deal that we had done. So
I saw that she got lucky.
Yeah, she did, and actually I told her, you know, I said, man, you know, honestly, you know, Ty Murray's autograph on there, I think, was the most important. That was the biggest one of the whole deal.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't get autographs that much anymore because I've pretty much had all the guys autograph stuff over the years. So, you know,
I've got things
hanging everywhere, hats and everything else that are all autographs. So, you know, I just don't do it that much anymore. But, you know, I couldn't pass up that opportunity right in front of me.
Yeah, no, that's good. And I'm glad you got to see him out there. And you guys were actually on the same flight with him, right?
Yeah, he changed planes in Cincinnati to head to North Carolina. So we were on the same flight. He sat about, I don't know, I guess about five rows in front of us. So.
No first class, huh?
No first class for him and Jesse. They flew coach with the rest of us lowly little peons.
So,
and he was nice and let Jesse have the window seat, too.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Well, I'll tell you what, they are great. You know, they really are. Shane and Jesse are huge in the bull riding community, and, you know, they really help out other people, you know, including their fans, you know. And that's so important. You know, they really are such great people to run into out there. I'm glad that you had the experience.
Yeah, well, I never really talked to Jesse yet before, but she was real sweet and stuff. I was admiring some jewelry she had on. Yeah, we were talking about that in the chat room yesterday, and yeah, she was real nice and sweet and, you know, not aggravated because I went over to, ask for an autograph, where some wives can be, but, you know, maybe she's not because, you know, she's in the rodeo background herself. So, you know, she's kind of used to it, whereas, you know, she's
absolutely
not one of the ones that gets all aggravated when another woman comes over and asks her husband for an autograph or a picture or something. So, it was nice.
Yeah,
but,
well, I'm glad you had a good time, and we'll have to look forward to the PBR finals there in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I am so looking forward to it. My husband's been trying to talk me into staying at the Venetian again for finals because it was so nice there. And since we're going to actually be there for the finals and we're staying an extra 5 days for an auto industry convention for my husband, he said it'd be nice to have the big suite with, you know, the refrigerator, microwave, and all that stuff. And I said, but I kind of like it.
We're all coming over to your place, and we're all coming to bunk in your place if you guys get the Venetian.
Oh, I know. That suite they bumped us up to. I mean, their suites are awesome anyway, but they bumped us up as a complimentary towards, you know, for our anniversary that we were there for. And, we had that four-room suite with two bathrooms. I literally lost my husband in the suite. I was hollering, couldn't figure out where in the world he went to because the door was still locked. I couldn't find him. He was in the second bathroom. I forgot we had a second bathroom.
That is awesome. That really is. That's great.
That's awful when you lose your husband in the hotel room.
Well, you know, it would have been worse if you'd have said that you lost your husband in a bathroom, but, you know.
Well, that was a possibility, too. It was bigger than my bedroom at home.
I hear
you. It was huge. Seriously,
well,
you could fit like 25 people in there.
Well, good. Now we know. So if you guys are going to the Venetian, we're going to come knocking on your door.
Sleeping bags and come on in.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, we are looking forward to having a great time, PBR World Finals, and hopefully we'll get a bunch of the Making 8 Maniacs together. And like I said, I think Mrs. Making 8 and myself are going to be making the road trip out that way. So we're going to do a live video broadcast of us heading out there to Vegas, but we'll also have our own transportation out there. So we'll be able to gear up, and I know you're probably going to be going back to the convertible. And
always.
I will tell you this, 2 years ago when we were there for the NFR, it was bitter, bitter cold. And
see,
this
it's
year,
cold sometimes when we're there, but I leave the top down, put on my coat, and crank up the heat.
Well, hey, that works, you know. I would love to cruise the Vegas Strip there in a convertible. So we'd have to see about doing that. Maybe we'll borrow your car.
Sounds like a plan. It, you know, it's a whole different view from there. You know, even with the top up on the convertible, everybody's like, can you just put the top down and turn up the heat because it's better. Yeah, we like to see it open, so it is a good time.
Good.
But yeah, we'll definitely have to hook up while we're all out there. Sounds like a good plan to me.
Betcha. Actually, Sandy is asking a question here for you. she's asking like, or she's asking if your trip to Vegas was actually better than what your trip to Rome would have been.
That's a good question. I didn't win any huge amounts of money in Vegas. I was on pay-per-view, and we had a really good time at Bull Red, and the seats were even better than I expected just for our regular seats. From the seating map when we bought them, I thought we were one section further down, and we were actually right up next to the chutes. I'm not sure because I've never been to Rome. I can't compare it. You know,
yeah.
The Cowboys are great, but, you know, time alone with my husband is priceless. I don't get a whole lot of that. So, you know, I can't compare those two yet, but we're going to work on that. We've decided that's going to be our 25th anniversary, and our best friends are actually going with us for their 30th.
Oh, that's great. Well, hey,
yeah, give us a couple more
something.
Years to pay for it.
I hear
yeah.
you. Well, let me ask you something. Did you have a chance to run into Tony Mendez out there?
No, I didn't. I actually looked for him everywhere, and when we were back behind doing the VIP stuff and everything, we couldn't find him anywhere, and I couldn't locate him. I looked around. I was even scouting after the writer meeting. I don't know if he just was kind of hanging out by himself or what, but I could not find him anywhere.
Well, I will tell you this, that being here in Tampa as well, you found out that a lot of those guys, Mike Lee was another one, you couldn't hardly find them. They were just like, you saw them, you blinked your eyes, and they were gone, you know?
Yeah, there's some of them that are a lot more public viewing than, you know, and there's some of the guys who just want to, you know, be there, do their job, and be off by themselves, and, you know, do what promotions they have to. And you have to respect that, so.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, every dog has his day, and there's some times where they may want to hang out there, and they're going to hang out there and talk with the fans. But then there's other times where they just have so much going on, they need to go back and get focused. I talked with Luke Snyder about that there in Tampa and asked him what he was planning on doing afterwards, and he said, you know, he said, honestly, I'm probably just going to go back to the hotel and crash. He's like, man, I got so much going on, and, you know, it's been such a hard road trip. And then, of course, they do, you know, like with him and Colby doing the – you know, the Ford invasion and, you know, that type of thing. You know, they're so wrapped up with media and everything else that they just have to get away, you know?
Yeah, they just need that downtime to, you know, get their head on straight before, you know, they get out there riding and everything else. Yeah.
They
sure
do.
Gotta respect
it.
And, yeah, they do put that time out there for the fans, too, so.
Yeah, they do. And they do a great job of that. Alicia is actually asking if you actually made it out to the PBR Rock Bar.
I did not go for this trip. We were actually invited to go and offered passes to go in for the Justin McBride concert, but I have a very bad aversion to people being packed in like sardines. You know, I'm only 5'6", and I tend to get trampled. And I've been in the PBR Rock Bar. We went a couple of times last year during the finals. The food is awesome, by the way. But I knew from the inside of the place that it would be people standing up packed like sardines, and I couldn't handle it. We ended up going to Toby Keith's Bar and Grill instead. And they've now got a mechanical bull and a live band playing in there all the time now. And the music was awesome and the food's good there too. So, yeah, if anybody's looking for food recommendations in Vegas, I'm all over it because we've been going for 10 years now. The one place everybody has to hit if you've got a car or have transportation is out on Sahara. When you go down the strip, you hang a left on Sahara and go at about 3.5 miles. It's called Hash House at Go-Go. It's called Gourmet Trucker's Food. And I kid you not, for $8, you get a pancake that is 12 inches across, a huge helping of potatoes, scrambled eggs, and bacon for $8. Their food is all like 10 times oversized. It's huge, and it is absolutely fabulous food.
No kidding.
And good prices. You got to check it out. Yeah, it's a really good bargain. It's a good place to go.
See, I couldn't figure that out there for the NFR. You know, here I was pinching pennies and trying to struggle to find out where to go to eat because half the buffets were $20, and I could have had a great breakfast for $8.
Yeah, so you just gotta know where to go. Like you said, we've had a car every year, so you know I can't stand eating buffets all the time. So we found all the good places to eat, and a couple of them are more pricey. Toby Keith's is definitely not in the cheaper range, but it's not outrageous. But it's really good food, you know. So you gotta go with the best buffet I've found in Vegas is actually off the strip, out on Boulder Highway, and it's the Boulder Station Casino, and they have a buffet there. It's $10 a person for dinner buffet.
Wow.
And they have out on the buffet, you know how they usually have all those huge portions where everything just gets nasty and skanky? They put out much smaller portions, so it's rotated like every 5 minutes, and the food was really, really good. That buffet did not make me sick, and both buffets will make me sick. And
well,
it was only $10.
I've always been a big fan of South Point Casino's breakfast buffets. Sunday morning, usually, that's where I was, you know, there at the end of the person in, you know, the NFR. We would go down there to the South Point and hang out and have a great breakfast down there. I really enjoyed that.
See, I don't do a whole lot of breakfast. I can't get my husband out of bed that early.
That was the other thing, too, is, yeah, I probably would have missed a lot of those because, yeah, we weren't up very early anyways. Half the time,
if
you know,
I
was there
to... it's Denny's at 4 a.m.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, you're still out there, you know, from the night before. And
exactly.
We were a lot of the same way. But, hey, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself out there. We enjoyed having your tweets and your pictures posted up out there. So thank you very much for doing that for us fans. Even the ones of us that were watching the pay-per-view, it was still nice to scroll through and see, you know, because they were almost so real-time, you know, that we would see what was happening and then see your pictures moments later. It was just right on time, and we really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for retweeting them, you know, for anybody who may not have been following me. I have a blast doing it, and, you know, it's kind of a challenge for me to get really good pictures, and I would have had such a good picture of Luke's winning ride if that skinny little chick in front of me hadn't thrown her little arms up in front of my camera.
Oh, that's terrible.
I was so mad. But, oh, I do want to throw one other thing out there for you all for the finals for everybody to consider.
Okay.
You know, Rider Relief Fund is one of the best, you know, charities for the riders out there to help them out. So everybody should really, if they can save for it, consider one of the Rider Relief events going on during the finals. They have the clay shoot. They have the golf tournament. They usually have one other thing, which was a masquerade ball last year, which didn't go over well. I don't look for that to be repeated. But then
okay.
The blackjack tournament, which we know I won last year. So it's, you know, possible for an everyday person to win it. So, you know, and that's only a $200 entry fee if you do it early enough, if you do it in like August or September.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. To consider.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll definitely work on posting those together. And like I said, I think it's just going to be a blast to get together with a bunch of Making 8 Maniacs and, you know, spend time outside of the arena and just go and hang out like we did this year in Tampa. We're going to definitely more of that. So,
you know, for the blackjack tournament, you can actually do a table with a rider and just have everybody split the cost and have everybody wear their Making 8 gear. And when they're doing the announcing during the blackjack tournament, you're going to get all kinds of free promotion for Making 8.
Wow, there's an idea. Maybe we'll get everybody together for that.
Yeah, the table, I think, for it's five people plus a rider is $1,250, I believe. If you do it
really?
Early, it may discount down to $1,000.
Okay.
But, yeah, so
we'll look into
we actually
that. We'll
did one for our business a few years ago.
Yeah, we'll see if everybody can piece together and we'll get a full table. That would be fantastic. We'd love to have a Making 8 table out there. How much fun would that be? And get a bull rider out there to hang out with us as we feed him. You know, and we'll have to get one that's been on our show and knows about all of the Making 8 Maniacs to come hang out with us. How cool would that be?
Yeah, that'd be awesome because when you actually do your registration for it, you get to pick your top three picks of who you'd like to have at your table. And they try
really?
And match you up with one of them. So, yeah, I've
bet.
Only...
Let's
I've gotten my first pick most years, and I think 1 year I got a second pick because, of course, I put Shivers for my first, but, you know, it depends on if they have to sit at a sponsor table.
Right, right. Well, let's see if we can do that. I think that would be fantastic. We'll certainly work on that during the off season, you know, during the break, and we'll gear up for it, and we'll make some good things happen. But thank you, Shannon, for calling in and talking with us and giving us some of your insight from the from your Vegas experience.
And my embarrassment at the airport, good mercy. Just beware, the Cowboys are lurking and you're not aware of it.
That's right. They are checking up on their tweets, so you guys better watch out.
All right, well,
love it.
Since I'm on here, I'll say howdy to everybody, and I'm waving at y'all, and I will catch y'all on Twitter after a while.
All right, Shannon, take care.
All right, bye, Scott.
Bye. All right, guys. Obviously, Miss Shannon Taylor there coming in, taking the time out to talk with us, and got to love it. Really do. How much fun is that to be able to sit back and talk with the Making Eight Maniacs? And she's got some great insight on Las Vegas, and let's go make something happen there. I really think that we've got a good opportunity to hang out with Shannon as well as many of you others for the PBR finals. How cool would that be to sit up in a blackjack table with a PBR rider and to be able to get out there and have a whole Making Eight Maniac table? I mean, if we're talking about $1,000, I think if everybody pieces together and pitches in, we could really make some of that happen. So let's see if we can't work on that, and we'll try to get that together during the break. And we'll try to go ahead and make reservations for that. I think we'll enjoy it. It'll be a lot of fun. Anyways, rounding down here towards the last few minutes of our show, and we have got to throw out some more cowboy logic for you for the day. Obviously, this one's coming in. Actually, I shouldn't say obviously because you guys wouldn't know about it, but Melanie has been throwing out some great cowboy logic for us, and she's got some more for us for the day. Obviously, she's enjoying her spring break back in California, so this is her cowboy logic. When things don't go your way, smile, accept, and change, and move on. Anger will not help change things. So, there's something to really think about. Some good cowboy logic for the day. Something for you guys to carry on as we get ready to head into our Wednesday show tomorrow. Don't forget Brendan Clark's show tonight. Hopefully everybody will be tuned in. I am excited. I really hope that things go well for Brendan, but also, I know that he's really happy and excited for his traveling partner, his best man at his wedding, Mr. Luke Snyder, taking the win there at the last Cowboy Standing. So I'm really looking forward to his points of view and his comments and questions and things like that. You guys get it ready to get a grip. That'll be 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time unless he changes it on us, and then we'll be back here 12:30 Eastern Standard Time for our Lunch Hour Radio Show tomorrow. So you guys take care. Make sure to get a grip with Making8.com. We'll see you then.
I met her in Reno where the weather was bright. I was hoping for back in town.
is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Hello?
Scott Music. Am I on the air? Hello? Check 1, 2.